America in Bloom is a nationwide organization. Actually, I believe it's worldwide. And our neighbor, Lewis in Bloom, won last year the international championship. So they are absolutely light years ahead of us, but we have to start somewhere. So the motto I'm using is think big, start small. So for the first year, we are going to purchase 30 earth planters. They're a self-watering planter. Manufactured in upstate New York, and they're going to be placed in front of businesses on the first block of Baltimore, Rehoboth Avenue, and Wilmington Avenue.
Would you describe this, though, as for people who want to know, would you describe this as a festival of sorts?
Oh, no, no. It's kind of what I'm hoping it'll become is a community project, and the planters will be placed, and then we're going to have a committee of volunteers who will take care of them and water them. And the businesses, the only thing we're asking the businesses who host the planters to do is to contribute $75 per planter, which will cover the cost of the soil and the plant. But the committee will take care of them. It's been tried before to get planters that the city even sponsored and the businesses take care of. But when it comes to be end of July and August and the businesses are already stretched and it's 97 degrees, they just can't do it. So having the businesses take care of them is just something we can't ask them to do. So this is the format that we've set up. Warren Goldie from Lewis and Bloom was kind enough to let me sit with him for an hour and a half and ask him questions and pick his brain and figure out how we could make this happen. So we are at now where we're seeking sponsors. We've got volunteers. I've already got five businesses that have agreed to host planners. So we're getting there.
All right. So if people hear this and they're a business and they want to become a sponsor, what do they have to do?
Well, for 2019, this is why I say we're keeping it small. We're only putting planters on the first block. They should contact me. We've looked at the spots in town where a planter might work. There are places that won't work. The windows are too low. There's a takeout window in the front, so you couldn't put a planter there. So we identified about 36 places that planters could go. The other thing that someone can do, both residents and businesses, is to donate. We're going to be setting up a donate click on Main Street's webpage. That, you know, $25 would be wonderful if somebody would want to contribute that. The planters cost $350 a piece, but they'll last for 10 years.
Okay, so I hear you saying, you know, planters in windows in businesses in the first block of Rehoboth Avenue, but I'm envisioning planters in stands out on sidewalks in front of businesses.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean in the window. They'll be in front of the business, which is in front of the windows. And some of the business windows are very low to the ground, so you don't want to put a planter there. You'd block their stuff. So, yeah, these are planters. They're rectangular. They measure about 40 by 22. And they have a reservoir in the bottom that holds 30 gallons of water, which is then wicked up into the soil. So you're actually not watering the plants. You're filling the reservoir of the planter once a week.
What kind of plants are we talking about specifically?
Well, we actually have two amazing women on board with me here. We have Katie Downs, who's our horticulturist, and Elise Moore is the vice chair. And Katie is going to do some studying and find out what kind of plants work best. They'll mostly be annuals. Color. We want color. And but we have a bit of a situation that has to be studied because all the planters on the north side of the street are going to be in full sun. And the planters on the south side are going to be in a lot of shade. And some of them are even under an awning. So it's up to Katie. And we're going to go with whatever she recommends here as to what plants will work best.
You know, I heard you say you're going to start small for 2019
yes.
this year.
Yes.
But wouldn't
yes.
it be great if eventually this could grow to where every business, every restaurant, every
Absolutely.
Shop along
Absolutely.
Rehoboth Avenue could have
yes.
a planter
well,
in front
that,
of it?
Not only that, but down the islands in between where the parking is. Now, some of them are too narrow. In my dream world, if we could get the funding for next year and we're seeking grants, we're seeking, you know, all kinds of things to grow, I'd love to have 50 new planters next year.
Yeah, that would be great.
Of course, we need the volunteers then to take care of them. So, you know, this is our first year. This is, we got to make this successful, which is why I'm insisting that we stay at 30 planters.
What are the dates that the planters are going to be in place? Do you have dates?
Well, not yet. Mid-April. There's going to be a process where you have to put a third of the soil in, wet it really good, put the next third in, wet it really good, put the next third in and wet it good, because you have to start the wicking system going.